Zachary Taylor from lessonsonamericanpresident.com. Zachary Taylor was the United States' 12th president. He was born in Virginia in 1784 and taken as an infant to Kentucky to be raised on a plantation. He lived in a small wood cabin before moving to a brick house as a result of his family's increased prosperity. He shared the house with 7 brothers and sisters. Since there were no schools on the Kentucky frontier, Taylor had only a basic education. Taylor joined the U.S. Army in 1808. He was promoted to captain in 1810, and in 1812 he successfully defended Indiana's Fort Harrison from attack by Native Americans. He spent the next 3 decades winning major military victories, including the Battle of Buena Vista in 1847. During the American-Mexican War. This last battle elevated him to being a national hero and compared with George Washington. Taylor decided to enter politics in 1848. With his reputation as a war hero and his straight talking, he won the 1848 presidential election. The slavery issue dominated much of Taylor's term in office, especially because he owned 100 slaves. He advised California and New Mexico to apply for statehood. Southern leaders threatened to break away from the Union as the new states would reject bills allowing slavery. Taylor stood firm against the possible rebellion. He said he would personally lead the army in a fight against them and hang persons taken in rebellion with less reluctance than hanged deserters and spies in Mexico. He never wavered, but events took an unexpected turn. He died in 1850 as a compromise was being drafted. The conflict he warned of started 11 years later, the American Civil War.